This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
It is BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. And you know what that music means. It means it is time for some lightning bets. We got a lot here. Our buddy Vic Choksi from BetQL will join the show in a few minutes to get his plays for the day and a little look ahead to the 3M Open, some golf picks coming up and thoughts from Vic. And we'll go around the horn here. Cody, I'll start us off and then get your plays for the night. I've got four plays here for this afternoon and tonight in Major League Baseball. We're going to start with the Mets. I know, Cody, you were on part of that game. I'm going to go Mets money line to win today. Back in Marcus Stroman, I think their bullpen will find a way to close it. I'll go Mets money line to start against Cincinnati. My home run prop, and there's a couple I like, but Ian Happ, I like that one a lot against Adam Wainwright. But the one I'm going to go with, and I'm just waiting, and I think the books are scared to post this one because I haven't seen it anywhere yet. But he's going to start tonight. Darren Ruff crushes lefties, crushes on the road. He's going to crush a home run today for the Giants. We're going Darren Ruff home run prop, whatever the number is. And I bet you're going to get a good one because he's not a regular player. I'm going to go Dylan Cease over 6.5 strikeouts against the Minnesota Twins. Look, his last five games, 10, 6, 8, 7, 7. So he's been over four of his last five. And he's got three starts against the Twins this year. Seven strikeouts, eight strikeouts. So he has done a really nice job in terms of getting over the K-prop when he faces the Minnesota Twins. And then we're going to go with a first five. We just had Joe Osborne on from, he's a guy that dives into all this kind of stuff per Oddshark. And he put a post up recently about the teams that are the best first five innings. And how about this trend for you, Cody? Last nine Giants games, 7-1-1 first five innings. So they have done really well early in games. Pretty good starting pitching. Actually, really good starting pitching for the Giants. It makes sense. They platoon a lot, so they're going to get a platoon advantage against whatever starter they're facing. Tonight, it's first five innings. You get plus money on the Giants, plus 120 to be leading after five. I'll go with that. Giants first five. Dylan Cease over 6.5 strikeouts. A Darren Ruff home run prop, which helps you get over that first five with the Giants, and the Mets money line in Cincinnati. Those are my four plays tonight. Cody, what are you thinking?
I like them. I like every single one of them. I'm going to reiterate what you just said about the Mets money line. I'm big on that one today in Cincinnati. Marcus Stroman on the mound. I really like that one, but I also like a first inning run prop for the Mets in that first inning as well. Jeff Hoffman, he is a guy that can definitely give up a lot of runs and put a lot of guys on base, misses the zone a lot. I think he's going to get in trouble early. Another bet I mentioned earlier on, I do have the San Diego Padres winning game one against the Atlanta Braves. I like the money line on that, but I do not like the first five for Chris Paddock. I like the first five, however, for the Atlanta Braves. Also, I'm a big believer in the Dodgers tonight. I do think they're going to pull away from this game, but I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. And also on top of that, I'm only confident and comfortable giving out the saying, take the Dodgers on the money line tonight.
Dodgers money line from Cody Decker. All right, let's bring in our guys. So Mets, you get Mets plus 230. You can find that to win the first inning. That's pretty good. Pretty good value for there, Cody. All right, let's go to Jake Hassan here. Jake, what do you got for us tonight?
How we doing? How we doing? All right, I got a couple today. First thing I'm going to look at, I hate that I'm doing it, and I never like betting on this team, but I'm going to look at the Cardinals. Adam Wainwright, he's their stopper. Every time something bad happens to them, Adam Wainwright seems like he's always the guy that makes something good happen. Even when they couldn't get a starting pitching win for about a month and a half, Wainwright was the guy that was the only one getting wins for them. I'm also going to take his strikeout prop over 5.5. The Cubs have been striking out left and right. They're swinging at everything, so I'm going to take that at a decently low number for him. And then I'm going to look at the early game that starts in about 50 minutes or so. I'm going to look at the Reds. I'm going to look at Tyler Naquin. He's 8-for-16 against Marcus Stroman. To get two-plus hits, you can find him at plus 200. And to hit a home run, you can find him at plus 500. Naquin, he's 8-for-16 against Stroman. It's in Cincinnati. He hits well in Great American Ballpark. It's a home run park. It's a nice hot day in Cincinnati. Going to get up into the 80s today. So Naquin to get a home run, plus 500, and two-plus hits at plus 200.
I like it. Yeah, Naquin's got great numbers off of Stroman. And anytime I could take a hitter at Cincinnati to have a big day, I mean, I don't know if there's any park that you feel like there's going to be offense. Every time I watch a game with the Reds when they're at home, I'm like, oh, there'll be runs tonight.
Just one other ballpark in Major League Baseball. No, I actually put New York. I put New York. I put Bronx ahead of Coors at this point. That right field is just a joke.
Pop-ups go out. It's absolutely crazy. All right, so we got a home run prop there. We got a Tyler Naquin prop and Adam Wainwright. Okay, Paul Aspen, who has just been, he might as well get a Tim Anderson jersey at this point. Paul, what are you thinking today?
All right, how about this? If he hits a home run today, I'll buy a Tim Anderson jersey.
Well, he's actually going to buy it for you.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It pays for itself. So we will go back to that. We talked about his numbers against Pineda. What is it? 12 for 18, 3 home runs, 7 RBIs. So I'm going to play it two ways. I'm going to take the home run prop at plus 400. Also, Tim Anderson to record an RBI, plus 170. Play it two ways. Also going to look at Robbie Ray against the Red Sox. Over 7.5 strikeouts. Is minus 105, so almost even money there. Struck out 10 Red Sox the last time we faced them about a month ago, and he's been striking out 10 guys, 8 guys. So feel pretty good about that. And then we will go fencing. So the men's individual foil, Alexander Macialis, like I said earlier, plus 350 on one slate, plus 850 on another site. So play the plus 850 on points bet. He is a silver medalist from 2016 in Rio, former world number one. This will be his third Olympics, so he's been there. So I think it doesn't actually happen for like another week, but an early look. I might have one more fencing for you tomorrow, but that's one to lock in right now.
This is the only show in the world where you can get Tim Anderson home run props, Tyler Naquin hit props, home run props, and fencing all in the same segment, Cody. You don't get this anywhere else.
It's incredible, and he's not even taking account. He said it's his third Olympics. The guy's aging out. Everybody knows the average age of the top-line fencers are usually around, I don't know. How old are fencers?
What is? I was going to say, he's 26. He's in his prime.
And this is his third Olympics?
What was he, 16 or something? I don't know, in his first.
Is that prime for fencers? I have no idea.
I have no clue.
You know what, though? With that kind of ranking that Paul mentioned, plus 850, you got to jump on that. Maybe our guy Vic Chosky from BetQL. We'll see if he's in on any fencing, and we'll talk some golf coming over. Vic, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Guys, I bet on a lot of things in my life, but I've never, ever heard of anyone betting on fencing. So, Paul, that is amazing. Plus 850. I'm going to auto-blind bet it as soon as we get off the show.
Love it.
Vic, that's great. Vic, what's the model showing today? What are you seeing?
The model is loving the Marlins today in the MLB. They're taking on the Nationals. They have a 5-star play on them. You can grab them at minus 125. The model made the line out to be Marlins minus – I'm sorry, you can grab them at minus 105. The model made the line to be out to minus 125. So huge difference there. And then the model's loving your Mets play, guys. They have a 3-star play on the Mets back in Stroman today at minus 135. So definitely going to be telling you guys on that one as well.
All right, so we got some good plays in baseball. And then, Vic, tell us your thoughts. I know you've been diving in. Last week we dove in with the Open and talked a lot of golf. But how about the 3M coming up here? 3M Open coming up. What are you seeing? What are you feeling? What's your model telling you?
Yeah, I went with a couple of outrights. I'll give you my outrights, and then we'll talk a little bit about the model, who they think wins. But I took Patrick Reed at 16-1, Cameron Tringale at 25.
Vic getting a phone call, apparently.
Is that Vic's ringer?
What just happened? Does he have his own sound effects? He's incredible.
Here's what I thought quickly. We'll take the audience inside what I saw. So I'm on a Comrex box, right? So I am connected to where Jake is in Chicago, right? So I'm connected to the board through Chicago. I thought somehow, like, I pressed the wrong button and I connected to I thought I did something. Like, oh no. I'm like on a different station somewhere. What is going on here? What did I do? I'm like, okay, I don't think I did anything. All right, I think we got Vic back. Vic, you there?
Yeah, was that me or man? I don't even know what happened. I thought Paul was going to do some intro music for me or something. Man, I got excited.
So give us your pick and then tell us what the numbers are telling you.
Yeah, sorry about that. I took Patrick Reed at 16-1. Cameron Tringale at 25-1, Bubba Watson at 35-1, and then I have a bunch of other long shots. So I'm kind of thinking where someone that's a sleeper is going to win this weekend. But the BetQL model is kind of on the other side. They love DJ to win. He's a short favorite at +700. And they love Chris Kirk for a top 10 finish at +500. So those are the two model plays for today as well.
Yeah, I do like the Bubba Watson play there. Vic, we always appreciate it. NBA Finals ended last night. Cam Johnson went under last night, right? He didn't finish it out for you?
It did. All good things must come to an end, man. But it was a great run, and I got to give Giannis and the Bucks props. Giannis' story is one of the all-time best NBA stories in my lifetime, at least. And so got to give them credit. It was a fun run, and now it's on to NBA draft stuff. You know, we can bet on that. DraftKings put up a bunch of different props for that, so that's what we're going to be hitting next.
We'll be talking about that coming up. Vic Choksi, appreciate it, and we'll chat again tomorrow. All right, we got a big day in baseball here, Cody. You and I are back tomorrow to do the show one more time, breaking down a whole day in baseball. I'm sure some football stuff tomorrow is it's campus here. I just love that we go from one sport to the other. I know they're not going to keep this, or the NBA is going to go back to finishing in June. Cody, I like this. I like that we have stuff to talk about in July, because in past years, we'd be like, all right, let's break down the Browns for the seventh time this month because training camp hasn't started yet. We have basketball a month. It's great.
It was awesome. It was absolutely fantastic. I mean, no breaks in sports is just the best. I wish they could honestly just do this from now on. I feel like there should be no sports gaps in the United States.
We're not asking for much here. Like, we're really not. Just give us one sport to the next, and we're in. But, yes, football is about to be in full swing. We got a great day in baseball, and it starts off. We got a doubleheader with the Padres and the Braves today.
Right out the gate.
Yeah, right out the gate. Doubleheaders. We got afternoon games, and it all goes right into the West Coast baseball tonight. We got Jim Rome next. Cody, fun show. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thank you to Jake, to Dylan, to Paul, to everyone that works on the show. And whatever that music was a couple seconds ago, I enjoyed it. That was
I think it was Party in the USA. It sounded like Party in the USA.
I don't know what's going on, but I do know Jim Rome next. We'll be back tomorrow. BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.